We're joined now by Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach Kelsey Goff. The Saints kind of playing a short week, I guess, if you will, as of right now, Tuesday, and then they didn't play Friday. Coach, I guess, already kind of a mixed up week, but, from the last time we talked, you got some wins, and you're now on a little bit of a winning streak for the girls.
Yeah, like you said, a little bit shorter week this week than what we expected. But yeah, since we last talked, we've got some wins. We started the season there with 0-2 with some tough, bigger school teams. But playing Southeast Warren and Moravia and Murray, got us back on the winning track. It's just nice to get those wins. Some of the older girls kind of know what the start to some of our seasons have been. In the past. So yeah, nice to get some wins and get the season rolling.
Preseason, you mentioned Murray as one team that may cause some issues for everybody, may contend for a top finish. You pretty much handled them from the score that indicated.
Yeah, I think it was, you just never know what to expect from year to year sometimes. They did lose a couple of girls, but you never know with some of the other ones. Somebody worked over the off season and got a little bit better. But yeah, we did what we needed to do. Locked them down defensive wise. We rebounded. It was nice to have Gabby Overgaard back. She seems to be playing, pretty much close to 100%. So she took care of her business, down low there with her rebounding and blocks. And it was nice to get that kind of a convincing win over Murray, and especially down in Murray.
How nice is it to have Gabby back at size in the middle? That she's probably going to be the tallest player on the team, especially in Bluegrass Conference games. And she's had double-figure rebounds in a couple of games since she's come back.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. It really does make a huge difference, especially for Addie, who's been playing with her for many years as a guard. Same with Maddie DeYoung, as I'm able to drive down the lane, if they get stopped, they have Gabby there where they can just basically throw it up to her. She jumps up, gets it. And like you said, she's taller than all of the girls down low there. So she just gets a nice, easy bucket down low. And that just kind of then helps the rest of the offense. It'll widen, making it easier for Addie outside to shoot threes, when we have that inside presence. So and down low, she can just, for rebounding wise, just kind of reach her arms up and grab that ball. So it does make a difference, and just adds a different dynamic to our offensive game for everybody.
One player that you mentioned, I think, last week and early this week that is young, it's going to be with you for the next few years, is Kesley Reed. I think she had a double-figure rebounding night as well.
Yeah, she is one that I figured it would just take her a little bit of time with her just being a sophomore. She didn't get a whole lot of varsity time on the court last year, like I would probably have wanted, but we had some upperclassmen that were, that we lost, so that opened up some spots for her. But yeah, she is a force down there. She's left-handed, so, that makes a difference too. It throws people off, but she can just kind of push her way in down there. She's not as tall as Gabby, but she's very physical. She's very aggressive, and she gets a position and fights for those rebounds.
Talking to Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach on KNIA Careless. Provided you have the games tonight, today, you're going to play in a place that every girl in the state of Iowa dreams of playing at. Now, it's a regular season game, but Wells Fargo Arena, how did that come up against Meskwaki today?
Yeah, Meskwaki, we were supposed to play them at home, and, that would have been nice to play a home game in our new gym. But, yeah, our AD, Jim Kroger, he just has some connections, I think, up there, or just with the Girls Athletic Association. So he asked us coaches if we would do that, and it was kind of a no-brainer. We're like, absolutely. It was a dream of mine to play up there as a player, which I fell short on, and just being a coach now, it's a dream to coach up there. So yeah, like you said, it's just a regular season game, but it's still the point of it, and that atmosphere will will hopefully be one that we can, you know, with the weather permitting, that we can make it happen today and play up there. But yeah, I know a lot of the girls are excited. Some of the younger girls are not, you know, aren't quite sure what to really think about it. But I know, you know, juniors, seniors, even some of those sophomores are very excited to have this opportunity, as it is basically a once in a lifetime thing. But yeah, hopefully we can get that game in today.
Well, next week you start playing some teams that I know are going to want to, you know, kind of ruin your plans for, you know, your conference plans this year. You know, what kind of, you know, week you look forward to next week as you get to into more games?
Yeah, like you said, we'll have three conference games that will be coming up next week. And, you know, each and every one of them will want to, you know, spoil our dream, or, you know, our plan for the season. But we just kind of, I've told the girls, we just got to take it, you know, game by game, go out there, see what, you know, how we're playing, what the other team is giving us, and just kind of adjust to that. But yeah, we don't, you know, need to change probably too much with the next three teams. I know we'll finish out before Christmas break with Orient Maxburg, and they have their Boswell sisters, I know, have been on a tear scoring wise. So I think that is one. And I was, you know, thinking about Emma Boswell being one of the top players in the Bluegrass Conference anyways. So, you know, that'll be one that we look at when the time comes. But yeah, before that, we'll have two more games where we just need to go take care of business, play how we do. And just make sure we don't overlook anybody.
All right. Best luck to you, and we'll talk to you later on.
Sounds good. Thank you, Derek.
That's Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA.